Opening Atlantis by Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2007 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville Chickack Galen Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. New Hastings. Chapter 1. Edward Radcliffe steered the St. George toward Laquasic. Soon he would take the fishing boat out into the Atlantic after cod. Before he did, though, he needed salt, or his cargo would spoil before he brought it back to England. The marshes of Guérande, in southern Brittany, yielded the best salt in this part of the world. That was what he wanted. Edward Radcliffe, though far from rich, had never been one to settle for anything less than the best. He was nearly 50, a big bull of a man, with broad shoulders, weathered red skin, and a thick shock of hair going from yellow toward white because of the sun at least as much as because of the years. Two of his sons, Richard and Henry, were part of the little cog's crew. They showed what Edward had looked like before the years began to challenge him. Laquasic stood on a spit of land that stuck out 3 miles into the sea from the marshes. As always, ships from every land in the western part of the world crowded the waters around the port. They all had different lines and rigging. A lubber couldn't have told one from another. But then, Edward Radcliffe neither knew nor cared about the various breeds of sheep. He was, however, no lubber. When he saw a Basque boat, he didn't think it came from Ireland. The French built different from the Dutch.